Anyhow, let's talk about gene therapy of thalassemia. Can you talk about sort of what we know about that at this point?
Today, I can say that 10 days ago, gene therapy was registered by EMA officially. So now it's been recognized. I think it's under evaluation by FDA, but we are at this stage. In principle, gene therapy is a cure for thalassemia, definitive cure. And that's my view. I mean, if you ask me, are you going to choose gene therapy or luspatercept? My answer is, I'm sure that gene therapy cure, I go to gene therapy. But if gene therapy is reducing the requirement of blood transfusion, well, I consider also the other possibility. Where are we now? The data available and the dose presented to the authorities, EMA and the FDA, are the result presented in the New England paper back April or May 2018, where a limited number of patients were treated, where we can catch up a couple of messages. First of all, not all the patients responded completely. I think that 70% became transfusion independent, approximately, but some patients reduced only the consumption of blood. And the comment of the authors is that the better responder are the non-beta zero, beta zero. So those patients with a genotype which has, let's say, residual production of beta chain. So the genotype beta zero, beta plus. That was the states. And I think that the registration so far is for non-beta zero, beta zero patients. The most recent data presented at ASH last December, including results of different clinical trials, are much better than the one presented in the paper, are definitely more promising. What was improved was the transcription, because the major challenge in gene therapy is to have a good viral vector, which is able to transduce the gene within the stem cells.